In junior high, I gave a single red rose to a girl named Melody with a note that said, "I will love you for as long as this rose lives. But when it dies, my love for you will die too. If you think that sounds cruel, don't worry. So did she. But no more than 5 minutes later, she opened her locker and out of it spilled 3 dozen roses with another note that said, "It'll be a long time before my love for you dies." Our relationship lasted for 2 whole weeks. In high school, I orchestrated an elaborate candlelit dinner for a girl named Vanessa. Leading up to that moment, I had her thinking I was cheating, had her friend tip her off that she could catch me at home with the other girl just so she could drive to my house and find me there, standing by the candlelit spread on the dinner table, holding a poster board that said, "The only time I'll cheat is when I cheat death, just so I can be with you forever." Our relationship lasted for 2 whole months. In college, I proved my love to a girl named Eileen by paying for half of the breast implants she said she was getting just for me. The cost of that love, 17% APR for 5 years with Capital One. Our relationship, after getting her implants, lasted for 2 whole minutes. You laughed when I told you these stories. You asked how stupidly foolish I could be when it comes to love, but you're not that different. You who fell for a boy at 14 and kept falling till you were 22, he was the only love you ever knew true. You may not have chased as many lovers as I did, but you chased love too. Lassoed it with his engagement ring, until the day that ring tightened around him and his wandering lust decided to break free, there you were, just like me. Trying to find a fairy tale to live by, throwing our hearts against the walls of our hope, hoping it would stick, or at the very least bounce back intact. But hearts never stick or bounce, they break into smaller and smaller pieces each time it's thrown, and we're left crouching on the floor with an aching backbone, gathering with our hands, trying to collect every shattered piece into a dustpan, wondering why it hurts so much to be swept off our feet. This is not us wearing our hearts on our sleeve. This is us carrying hope on our chest. Call us naive, call us obsessed, but if it's true that most of us are only in love with the bright idea of love, then I'm sure there's a basement in the bottom of our hearts where we store our collection of burnt out light bulbs. They're all there, along with all the pieces of broken promises, all the engagement rings that's lost its shine, and all the melted candles from too many candlelit dinners. No, I don't think love is blind. I think maybe down where it's deep is just too dark to see sometimes, but who knew that while we groped around in the shadows of our hopes, somewhere God was preparing you for me while He was preparing me for you. Who knew that all the chasing would make us exhausted and weak, and at the moment when all hope seemed lost, we would learn on our own the right thing to seek. To seek first the love of God before all things, to seek first the truth that there is no such thing as falling in love, because love is not a pit we fall into. Love, in its perfect form, it's a mountain challenging us to climb, to reach higher with every step, to get off the floor, to take our dustpan of broken hearts, all the fragments beyond repair, and surrender them to God by throwing those shattered pieces into the air and watch them stick, watch them glitter in the dark, then laugh at the irony that all our past mistakes became the light in our stars. How beautiful our broken has become, how permanent this kind of love stands, how strong the home we'll build beneath it, you and me, 2 kids, a dog, and apparently your mother. Thank God for hope. Thank God for patience. Thank God for Him knowing what He's doing, even when we didn't. Even when we thought love is something we had to fall for, is something we had to chase, running after it with engagement rings or red roses or candlelight dates, only to end up where we are, learning to trust in faith, learning not to fall in love with love, but instead fall in love with God, and everything else would fall in love.